and now to share her experience, strength, and hope with us, we have Shawn.
Sean, I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Sean.
That beginning is so long. I was just like, okay, it makes everything worse and more nerve-wracking. Anyway, thank you, Brian. I don't know if he's here for asking me to speak. I know he asked my boyfriend first. He said no, and then he asked me. I was like, I told my boyfriend, I'm like, I'm speaking. He's like, oh, he asked me too. but I'm working. I love this meeting. I started coming here maybe when I had like a year and a half sober. I just had 4 years in December, so that's like whatever how many years. I love this meeting. I love this meeting so much. It like welcomed me to the city in a way that I didn't expect, and because I grew up on Long Island, not very far. But I started coming here before I moved here, and it made me feel comfortable with moving here and living on my own, because that was a huge step. So I guess I'll start from experience, right? Keep it like that. I grew up on Long Island, like I said, in the South Shore and Lindenhurst. And I am one of 8 children. My parents had 4 and then adopted 4. So, and I'm the second oldest, so I was like changing diapers and I was in like 5th grade. No big deal. I love having a big family. It was just definitely crazy, but like it was like very cool. We were like 3 2-year-olds at one time. It was like that kind of, and they were not easy. We had to put their overalls on backwards so they wouldn't take their diapers off after they went to the bathroom. But this is all just how I grew up. And my family is actually really, really awesome, and they're really supportive of everything that I do now, and they're really cool. So I grew up Long Island, like I said, I was always like, I mean, everyone talks about this, but like I was an anxious child and I'm still an anxious person. But like I was scared of school shootings. I was scared of like, I was very scared. I remember sitting next to my mom's bed and just like being like, how do I know these things aren't going to happen? And she's like, we don't know. But like I would like, and then like, you know, I would freak out about things. I would realize like, you know, like the white noise when you hear when you're like laying in bed. I realized that one day, and that freaked me out. I was like, what is that noise? Yeah. But, like, things like that are what I, like, freaked out about a lot. I would, like, take half a Benadryl and go to sleep, because then I would worry about waking up. It was like, this is how I was a lot. And then by the time I got into, like, 9th or 10th grade, it was when I, like, I think I first started drinking, or when I tried it. My story is not, like, regular, because I stopped drinking for a while until I graduated high school again. So I want to say in like 10th grade, there were like wine coolers in my parents' basement, which I actually found. They're still there, like recently. I was like, this was my first drink. It was funny. But, and like me and my cousins or something went down there. And, you know, I would like drink. I don't really remember my first drink, but like I know like drinking at block parties, we'd hide and, you know, drink like fruity things that would make you throw up. Because that's how those drinks work. And I did that, and I actually, like, I never knew if I was actually a blackout drinker, because I blacked out all when I was, like, drinking in my, like, college years, but I thought it was only because I was on antidepressants, and it makes you black out, but I actually blacked out when I wasn't on them, so, like, that's how I guess I know that I am for sure, because I remember a couple times in 10th grade where I, like, blacked out, like, so then anyway, then I, what made me stop drinking was that I smoked pot, and then I, freaked out. like that was my first anxiety attack. I didn't know what was happening. If anyone has experience here with them, the first one, you have no idea what's happening to you. I was smoking, and I guess I got high, and then I just started feeling like I'm here, but I'm not here. What's going on? And then I freaked out. I was like, I have to wake up my mom. My friends are like, no, don't do that. And then like, so I didn't. And then I ended up, like, shaking, and my friend, like, rocked me to sleep. And, like, the next day, they were like, yo, are you all right? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, I'm fine now. It's over. But, like, then I started having anxiety attacks when I wasn't high. So I was thinking about it. And then I had them, like, every day. So in 11th grade, I didn't touch anything, so I didn't like to feel out of control. And I thought that putting a substance in my body that made me feel weird made me not in control. So I had anxiety attacks. I left high school, like, every day. It was, like, terrible. I didn't even go to the nurse anymore. I just called my mom in the bathroom. I was like, yep, come get me. And And then I started seeing a therapist, and then that's when I went on antidepressants, and it actually really helped because it makes your thoughts flow better. Anyway, so then I did that, and then I graduated high school without like drinking for like 2 years. And then once I graduated, there were graduation parties, and I was like, let's try this again. And then I did, and I loved it. And I remember like the first time I like decided to drink again, I like drank and I felt that feeling in my thighs, and I was like, I feel weird, like I don't know. And my friend's like, you'll be okay. And then like once I started going, I was like, oh, like this is great. Like it's like, you don't care. It's not like being high where like I couldn't do that. It's like this, I like, you get drunk. Oops. And then I graduated high school, I did that, and I got drunk a bunch of times. And then I went to college. I went to Manhattan College. I graduated when I was 17 because I just have a late birthday. It's like really young though, thinking about it, like going away. My parents were scared, I think, but not as scared as they were the next year when I went back. So that first year I went, and there was a kid from my school who I knew that went there, and he was like already like a regular drinker, you know, like a lacrosse player, like drinker, and not that, anyway, but And that, like, the first night I got there, my roommate, they roomed me with this girl who actually is from your town, and she's one of 9 kids, so I guess they figured we'd get along, because I'm 1 of 8, and I drank, like, the first, like 15 to 20 days, I was, like, on a roll, and I was, like, everyone's, like, Sean's gone crazy, and I was, like, this is awesome, and, like, I was on a roll, and, like, that's how it started, and I just, like, really loved it, and then, like, that went on the first year. Like, I first started hanging out. I, like, talk about this. Like, I first started hanging out with whoever was, like, on my hall. Like, my hallway. Like, girls who were, like, not like me. Like, they would do my hair and drink Bacardi Razz and stuff. And I was, like, where? This is fun. And, like, I'd go out. And then I met, like, the girl who was, like, my friend. Who was, like, down the hall from Woodstock. And, like, you know, like Tom Waits and like Elliot Smith, and I was like, this is awesome. And then we started hanging out, and then it was like she drank a lot too, but not like I did. She had like issues with eating disorder in high school, so she like, we were not the best. Like one, I remember like one night me and her were like, we would just lay, I'd come back to my room and she was like laying in bed with a candle lit, like crying like this, and like listening to Elliot Smith, and like we're like, that's what we did. And then we're like, let's go drink. So we weren't the best combination at times. She's doing well now, though. But anyway, so I met her, and then we started hanging out. And we were, like, crazy. And we would hang out and get wasted and hang out with the kids on the floor above us, who, like, the next year ended up getting busted for drugs. Like, narcs came in and, you know, busted them all at, like, 5 in the morning and arrested a bunch of them. That's who I would hang out with. First time I saw someone doing dust off, I was like, what is that? And his voice was all deep, and I was like, oh my god. First time I heard Lil Wayne. That's what, anyway, so that was the floor above me. And they'd be like me and my friend, the one girl, we'd be like walking the next day to like class. Like, I didn't always go. But we'd be walking, and people would be like, those girls, and we're like, oh my god, who is that? Like, I feel like that's a common experience, a lot of people here. So, like, I didn't know who people were that I hung out with, and they, like, they said we were crazy, and, like, we thought they were crazy, but they said we were crazy. I'm like, you know, then things started happening where I'd wake up and be like, what did I do? And that became a common thing. I would start hanging out with, like, 2 other girls, and there were, like, 4 of us who would, like, run together. But they were always like, be like, you gotta like cool it. Like, you know what you did last night? And I was like, oh my god. And but yeah, then you know, one of my friends was like, don't you remember last semester we'd always go to the gym and then buy 24s and go back and drink? I was like, I know what happened, but like I don't really remember it. And she was like mad at me. I was like, I don't, like, I didn't remember like times, like lengths of time. But I know what happened. Like, I believed her. But I was like, yeah, but, like, I would just drink in dorms a lot, and, like, I would just always go to places where there's cheap drinks. I didn't have money, and, or just, like, go in a bottle of alcohol with somebody and just drink that. And I wasn't always buying drinks at bars because I wasn't of age, and it was cheaper anyway if you brought a 24 and then drank it in the bathroom, so that's what I did. And then I went home for that summer, and I think that January is the first time I tried cocaine. And that was a whole nother story. I hadn't been doing it. My friends were like, Sean can't do it because she takes antidepressants and she'll die. And I was like, you're right. I think they were just worried about what I would do. So I didn't touch them. My friends, I'd watch them do it all the time. And I'd be like, I'll just put it on my gums. And they're like, here, here's this for you. Like, they didn't want to share anyway. And then I got really drunk and I tried it. And it was excellent. And the next day my friends were like, yeah, we know that happened. And then, and I was like, it was crazy. And like, I don't know, there was like my friend had like a DJ at their house. It was like, whatever. So then that, like, I don't know when it exactly picked up, but it did. And like, I just started doing it more. And then it was more of like a goes hand in hand with alcohol. And I talk about that because I only did that for like 7 months. And then I like hit my bottom. And I don't think, for me, if I didn't do drugs, I wouldn't have stopped drinking when I did. Like, I don't know, obviously, what would have happened, but I know that I hit my bottom quick. So, like, I went home that summer before my sophomore year, and I partied a lot, did drugs with whoever had it in my town. Like, it wasn't as easy to get when it's, like, a suburban area, and you don't really know who has drugs there because you never did them there before. And then, but I would, like, even when I drank, though, I would stay up till, like, 9 in the morning. Like, I was, like, I would just stay awake. But, so, like, that's how alcohol, like, I would be crazy. Like, I'd run up to somebody and be like, hey, I love you, and then, like, punch them. I would just get, like, very, it just, like, took me over and made me a different person. And then my friend said there'd be a point in the night where, like, my eyes, I was just not there anymore. You know, I would just go, and that's when I obviously don't remember. But yeah, so that's what it did to me. Alcohol made me crazy, and so did drugs. But I didn't want to see that alcohol was a problem when I first got sober. But anyway, so then I went back to school. My parents, my mom doesn't cry very much. Like, her father just passed away, and I saw her cry, like, obviously a good amount of times. But, like, I don't see her, like, even then, she held it together pretty well. So, like, I don't see her cry, but she dropped me off at my dorm my sophomore year and, like, sobbed. And I think because she said that she had that gut feeling, that she knew it wasn't right, she was dropping me off. And I also had a lot of anxiety problems. I have, like, OCD, and she was worried about dropping me off. And she knew that that wasn't well because I wasn't paying attention to it. And she just thought I was a mess because she would see me come home at 7 in the morning. I would, like, sneak in my... I lived in, like, a loft, and I'd hide a ladder in the bushes and climb up on the air conditioner. And one morning I got home at... this is the best story. I got home at 7:30 or something. My dad was going to work. And it's like one of those gray outs or what brown outs, or we call it. So like I was trying to get my little bunk bed ladder that I hid there and climb up. And my dad is like, Sean, and like I just figured I would just stare at the house and not move. And he, like a Tyrannosaurus Rex, like he wouldn't see me. And then again he was like, Sean, and I was like, yeah, what's up? That I laugh about now. We laugh about that, like, really hard. Because, like, that's why I was like, let's pretend I'm not here. So, like, that was what I did. So they were worried about me. I did that a lot. And, like, my phone, I was, like, unreachable. My phone would be gone. And where am I at? Halfway? So anyway, I went back to school, did more drugs. By the time October came, it was like one of those things where, like, I remember specifically one instance which I hold on to, and like me and my friend got this waitressing job which I got fired from and got another one, and they just didn't call me back a couple of times, and we get money and then we come back and we'd be like, do you want to like get some drugs or like whatever we call it, like, I guess cocaine, I don't know. And she'd be like, I don't know, like, do you? And I'd be like, I don't know. And like, I really didn't want, like, my body felt like tired. I'm like, it was exhausting. It's like a long process. You're going to be up all night. And we were like, once we thought about it, we were like, yeah, let's just do it. And then I remember like that one instance in particular, and I feel like it probably happened other times, but like that I hold on to, because like that was one of those times when they're like, you really didn't want to do it, but you did it anyway. And then, you know, we started doing it on Sundays to clean the house, or like I would do it to do homework, which like, did not do my homework. And then I just didn't go to class a lot, like at all, because I'd be up all night. And I started going to the bar where my friend worked and getting free drinks. And I mean, that had been happening though. And I met older men who had drugs, and I didn't have to pay for them. And that was, I think, how I kept doing this. So anyway, I hit my bottom on like a Tuesday. It was a Tuesday. And I did a bunch of drugs and drank drugs and alcohol. I remember one time I was like, guys, I'm getting better. I'm not blacking out. And they were like, yeah, but like I was doing drugs. So like I really thought I was doing better. But anyway, it was a Tuesday night and I was out, and like it was just, you know, bad things happen. It's just that when I like finally came to it, like what I mean, I was already conscious of what was happening, but when I realized what I had done, it was a terrible feeling. And I also had a paper due at like 11 and on like Martin Luther King, like I'll never forget. I did not read the book. And I had to write this paper, and I started to write, and I couldn't even write a sentence. It was like 10 in the morning. It was due by like 11. I didn't really even go to the class. And I started to have an anxiety attack, and I hadn't had one since I was like in high school. I also had drank a 7-hour energy drink right before that while coming down. It was like bad, and then I started freaking out, and I was like, oh my God, and I started having that feeling, and I went to my friend, and I was like, Leanne, I was like, I have a problem. And she was like, I know. And I was like, and like I was crying, and I'm like, I have to call my parents. She's like, don't call your parents. And I'm like, I have to. I don't know what else to do. And did I mention I also drank with this guy right here, John White. He got sober before me. Then what I'll talk about later. But we actually drank together, and he got sober like a year before me. Went to the same college, which I don't really remember. We drank together actually. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So then I was like, I have to call my parents. She's like, don't do that. She's like, how about you just try to like do some drugs on the weekend, and then every other weekend try, and then maybe every other weekend. And I was like, and then I just actually said, I was like, I can't do that. And then I ended up calling my mom, and my mom, like, I hadn't talked to her in like a week. We wouldn't talk very much, and I would, if I ever talked to her, I'd try and call her before I would do bad things, because I felt guilty, because I'm like a guilty person. Like, so I was like, I'm going to call her before I do drugs, so I, or drink, because she'll know that I'm drinking. She could tell the second I drink that I'm drunk. So then I called her, and she happened to be getting surgery that day and called me like 2 minutes before that I called her, and it was like so bizarre. So I called her back, and she's like, did you just get my call? I was like, no. And she could tell my voice. She's like, what's wrong? I was like, I have a problem. She was like, okay, with what? And I was like, with cocaine. That's what I said. Alcohol wasn't a problem yet. So she was like, okay. And she was like, they handled it so cool. She's like, we love you. Your sister is actually, I lived in the Bronx in Riverdale. She's like, your sister is actually coming into the city, into the Bronx today. She's like, to go to the Bronx Zoo, so she'll pick you up. And then I went to the Bronx Zoo all day. I went to the Bronx Zoo all day, feeling terrible, realizing I just told my parents that I have a problem, and I was leaving the place that I loved, you know, that, like, was where I had everything, and it's where I was me, and, like, then I was like, oh, my God, and then I went home and, like, realized, like, I'm so glad to this day that I told my parents, because once you tell your parents, I heard somebody say, like, there's no going back, but they already, like, knew, but once you tell them, like, drugs, they're like, whoa, you know, and, so I told my parents, and then I went home, and I was like, wait, my friend's having a party on Tuesday. His band's playing, and they're like, you're not going. And I was like, what do you mean? So anyway, I, like, took a leave of absence from college and, like, never went back there, which I'm really glad. But I went to other college, don't worry. I didn't go back there, and I'm so happy about that. Then I, like, look at, like, what I wrote, and, like, I was really sad to leave the people that I, like, where my life was around. I wrote about it, and I was like, I miss them. And, you know, for a while, first couple months of my sobriety, I went to bars all the time. I went to bars. I drank tons of Red Bull, which is still okay. Red Bull's fine, but, like, I went to bars all the time. And thankfully, I didn't drink. But, like, I would still, like, you get that feeling before you drink, which I heard somebody say the other day is, like, the most exciting part. Well, like, you get this feeling, like, my sister actually, one time when I was sober for a couple months, I was, like, pacing the room, and I was all excited, and she was like, are you drinking tonight? I was like, no, why? But she's like, you're just acting, like, weird, like you're going to. I was like, no. I was just like, but she could even tell the beforehand. But anyway, so I get really excited, and then I go, and I drink a ton of Red Bull, and then I get there and be like, now what? And then there was nothing to do once you get there. It was like the exciting part. And that took me so many times to do, to be like, I don't want to do this. So if you do that, like, I get it. It's definitely risky business for sure, like going to bars. But, like, thankfully I didn't drink. And it took me my own experience and my own time to figure that out. I didn't want to be there. And then, you know, I got into a relationship right away. And that was terrible. Not always for everybody. He was just using the whole time. And then I didn't go to meetings for a while, you know. And I got a sponsor, though. But, like, I just relied on a relationship, which is also really common, I hear. But then, you know, my sponsor that I had, I had gotten a new sponsor at, like, a year. And then that old sponsor, she went out and, like, started shooting heroin again, which is, like, one of my first, like, what? Like, that? Oh, my God. But anyway, I got sober on Long Island. I went to outpatient. I didn't do inpatient. So if you didn't do that, that's cool because I didn't do it. I also never got arrested. So if you didn't get arrested, that's cool too. And like I also never went to the hospital for my drinking and my drugging. So if you also didn't do that, you could still be here. Because I really never did. I could have. I like broke my cheek once, I think, but like I didn't go to the hospital. I probably had alcohol poisoning. Shut up. All right. But I remember later, like after, then I got sober on Long Island. And I remember after I left college that John called me and left me a voicemail and like a 12-step thing. And I remember I didn't want to talk to anybody. And he left me a voicemail. And I remember hearing, he's like, if you ever, because he had gone to AA and I didn't get it. I remember being drunk and coming out. And he's like, I'm going to an AA meeting. And I was like, why? Like, I don't understand that. And then I realized it when I needed it. And he actually called me when I, like, decided to get sober. And he told me if I ever needed help to call him. And now I realize that what he did was, like, a 12-step thing. And he was reaching out. I didn't know that at the time. So I didn't call him back. But anyway, so it took me 2 months after I stopped doing drugs to stop drinking. So I didn't think that was a problem. My mom actually told me the other day there was a guy in my outpatient who was like, you cannot drink either. And I was like, what do you mean? And he told my mom too, because it's like a family day. He's like, your daughter is going to find out she can't drink. And I was like, yes, I can. Like, I'm not even 21 because I got sober a week after I turned 20. But that guy actually became one of my good friends. And actually, like, this past year, he actually died of, like, doing, like, whippets. Like, some, like, crazy shit. So, like, that was, like, weird. That's, like, one of those, like, when you stay sober, like, stuff like that happens. Not always, like, good things happen too. But anyway, so then, you know, I got a new sponsor and she was excellent. And, like, I don't know. My life just started getting better. I started, like, paying back some student loans that I needed to pay off in order to get my transcripts to go back to college. And then after, like, 2 years, I went back to college. And then I moved to the city. And I started coming to meetings like this, like here. I love it here. Another important thing was that, like, on Long Island, like, I mean, you get, like, all types of people here that, like, you don't have everywhere, like, all types. And that is really cool because, like, I didn't know that you didn't have to, like, use the word God. I didn't know that you didn't have to necessarily believe in God until I moved here. Not, like, I could have figured it out on my own, but, like, I thought, like, everyone's like, you'll believe, just wait. And I was like, all right, like, I'm willing. And then I, like, went to, like, a young people's convention and, like, went to an atheist agnostic meeting. And I was like, holy shit, you could do that? And, like, sorry, I just cursed. But anyway, so the point of that is that you can actually believe whatever you want. What I do is, like, the program of AA is my higher power. The group as a whole, like, what happens when people come together is something that I don't even know how it works, but it does. And that's what I'm comfortable with. And I love the Serenity Prayer. It's my favorite. It makes sense to me. So if you don't believe in something like that, it's okay, because I also hear people say that you have to, and you don't have to. But if you do, that's also very cool. yeah, I don't know. Like, I've been back in school for, like, almost a year and a half, or I don't even know. And, like, I'm just, like, doing things that, like, I always wanted to do, or, like, I was always, like, a passionate, like, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna change the world. Like, I never could do it, you know? Because, like, I was always busy doing other things and getting drunk and, or just not really following through, like, a not follow through or, like, procrastinator. And now, like, I say that, like, I go to school and I do well, I show up, I go, how do I want to end this? Let's see. So, my life today is pretty dope. I, you know, I'm not always the best at, like, doing AA stuff, but I realize that, and then I try and change it. I learn from experience, like, mistakes, like, I, you know, you learn from them. Like, I could say, like, you know, like, I just wasted, like, $50 on something. It's like, well, that was an expensive lesson for me, because I can sit there and be like, this is such a bummer, but, like, I have to just, like, take and go with it, and, like, those are, like, I just have tools that I learned from here, that are able to keep me happy and, like, able to deal with people at work, or you know, I'm able to be happy and do what I really want to do and, like, have scary things that I want to do and then do them, because that is, like, the scariest stuff for me, like, having to, like, confront people, and I'm able to do those things and call people and ask for help. And I'm currently going through the steps again and working on that fourth step. Wrote out 4 resentments yesterday. Big deal. It's a big deal for me because I can procrastinate that too. So I'm taking it little by little, but I have to give myself little goals, and I'll get to the bigger one eventually. But if you're new, just, like, stick around and, like, just, like, hang out and talk to people, or I'll talk to you, if you want. But yeah, this meeting is, like, saved me and brought me to tons of amazing people. So with that, I will end. Thank you.